What is a coordinating conjunction? What is a correlating conjunction? Why are they different? As we have learned, there are mainly three types of conjunctions: coordinating, subordinating, and correlative. A coordinating conjunction connects words or phrases that are independent or equal. A coordinating conjunction will take two sentences and turn it into one sentence. A coordinating conjunction uses the words for, and, nor, but, or, yet, so. Here are some examples of coordinating conjunctions. I had a great time, but I wasn't happy with Sandra. I don't know what to do, so I'll just sit quietly. I ate an apple and a banana. In each of these sentences, if you were to take the conjunctions out, you would have two sentences. I had a great time. I wasn't happy with Sandra. I don't know what to do. I'll just sit quietly. I ate an apple. I ate a banana. Thus, a coordinating conjunction joins two sentences together. A correlative conjunction, however, is used in pairs. With a correlative conjunction, there are two joining words. These joining words work as a team. Look at the following examples. I colored both the pictures and the walls. I'm either going to the movies or the dog park. I can have neither peanuts nor walnuts. Correlative conjunctions generally cannot make two sentences if they were going to be taken out. The joining words work to make the sentence correct, and without them, the sentence is incomplete. Like, I colored the pictures, the walls. I'm going to the movies, the dog park. I can have peanuts, walnuts. In all these sentences, the first part makes sense, while the second part does not. So, for them to be one and make sense, these parts require correlative conjunctions. Here is the summary of the lesson.